So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we make a mummy movie.
Oh, heck yeah. I love my mommy.
No, a mummy, like an ancient Egyptian mummy.
Oh, heck yeah. I love Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, not that kind of mummy movie either.
Oh, heck yeah. I love Tom Cruise.
No A-listers, sir. This is just a new take on how scary mummies can be.
Oh, so what's the new take?
Okay, try to picture this. It's a movie where there's a little girl that's possessed.
Okay, I will. That'll be very easy for me to do. In fact, there have been so many of those.
Right, okay, but what if there was another movie like that, but what she's possessed with is an ancient Egyptian mummy demon thing?
I'd say that's slightly different.
Ever so slightly, yeah.
Amazing. Little girls are very creepy. So what happens in this thing?
Well, this American family's living in Egypt, and one day the daughter, Katie, is kidnapped by this magician lady.
Uh-oh, they do magic.
So the family's like, ah, dang it, that sucks. We liked the daughter, so they moved back to America.
Okay.
And then 8 years later, Katie's found alive.
Oh, how'd they find her?
She was found inside a 3,000-year-old sarcophagus because the plane it was in crashed.
Oh, did the mummy's curse make the plane crash? That's the implication, sir.
Oh, man, demons hate when vehicles operate as intended.
They sure do, sir.
So this family goes back to Egypt to get their daughter, and she's all gray and catatonic and, like, rotting and stuff.
Oh, my God. So what do the doctors say?
That it's time for her to go home, because the best thing for her now is love.
They just send them home with a rotting catatonic child with no preparation or support?
That's right, sir. The prescription is love.
Maybe some medicine too, though, or like a specialist.
No. It's just like the Beatles say, all you need is love. Do-do-do-do-do.
And they don't want a second opinion. Maybe one that's not Beatle lyrics.
They don't even want a non-Beatles second opinion. And even if they got one, it would be something like, you know, Let It Be.
Well, that's another Beatle lyric.
Oh, yeah, it is. Anyway, so they bring her back home.
How? I don't know, by plane, I guess?
Didn't we just establish that maybe the mummy demon makes planes crash?
Right.
Okay, so we'll just cut and they'll be back in America then. Doesn't really matter how they got there.
But how'd they do it, though?
Anyway, so...
Did they have to take a new passport photo for her while she was in that state?
Listen, sir, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about air travel, okay? We cut and they're home.
Well, okay, let me get off of that thing.
So now they're back home and we're gonna watch the family try to figure out what happened to Katie. Why is she all gray and twitchy?
Great, so we're unraveling the mystery alongside them.
Well, we know what happened to Katie because we explained it in the beginning of the movie. There's like a demon inside her, but the family doesn't know, so we're gonna watch them, you know, figure that out.
So there's no mystery for us.
Yeah, and a detective back in Egypt, she's trying to figure out the mystery too, which we know about already, all of it.
I guess that might be fun to watch.
So Katie obviously starts doing weird possessed stuff, like crawling around and going chomp, chomp, chomp and going in the walls.
Okay.
And one day, Katie's mom's trying to clip her little toenails and a bunch of flesh just peels off her leg.
Oh my God, so they take her to the hospital?
No, because see, the mom is a nurse, so they don't need to go to the hospital after peeling a large chunk of necrotic flesh off their daughter's leg.
Feels like maybe they should, though.
Yeah, the dad suggests getting some help, but the mom is like, are you saying I can't take care of our daughter?
Seems like maybe she can't, though.
Yeah, well, that's the end of the discussion, and he's not gonna bring it up again.
Well, okay then. So what else does mummy demon girl do?
She possesses her little sister, too.
Rude!
And she hangs her grandma with a necklace and tosses her out the second story window, and she lands on a car windshield and then collapses over and gets eaten alive by coyotes?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, here's the thing. I freaking hate grandmas, so I kind of let loose on that one.
Yeah, you must have really enjoyed writing that.
I did, yeah. So then they have a wake at their house, and now Katie's being locked in a room because she's all... you know, Killy.
They're still not asking for help and they're hosting events at their place.
That's right. But then Katie manages to, like, rot the ceiling and climb through and jump into the casket and bite her dead grandma's neck and drink the embalming fluid.
Oh, God. Okay, you weren't done with the grandma stuff.
I freaking hate grandmas!
Yeah, you said that. So does anybody at the wake call the cops or something because of the feral, gray, decomposing child desecrating a corpse?
They do not. Nor do they react to the other little sister pulling out her own teeth and putting in the grandma's dentures full of blood.
Gee, so how does that whole wake situation end?
Oh, well, we're just gonna cut away so I don't have to write that part.
Fair enough.
So then the detective in Egypt finds a tape that shows the whole thing that happened to Katie, so she flies to the States to show it to the family, because it's a pretty urgent situation with this demon.
Why not make a phone call then?
Because it's so freaking urgent. She's gotta book a plane ticket and to go through customs and pack a bag and take a taxi.
But
so she shows the tape to the parents so they can know about the Katie demon.
Wow, must blow their minds to learn that.
Yeah, well, the dad had already figured this out by this point, but he's gonna look surprised.
He just kept that to himself?
Yes, it's about halfway through the movie.
Withholding crucial information is tight.
Yeah.
But what happens after he learns it? Like, right after he learns it?
Well, we're gonna cut away, so I didn't have to write that part.
Oh, okay, that's pretty smart.
It's very smart. I do it nonstop.
Wonderful.
Anyway, so now the Katie mummy demon's going super crazy. It's possessed Katie, the sister, the brother, the corpse of the grandma.
Impressive demonic multitasking.
And then that cop gets a scorpion stabbing in the throat, so she can't say this chant that she learned to save the day, so then she she pushes in her vocal cords to do it.
Oh, a chant, huh? Is it catchy?
Not really, but it sends the demon from Katie into her father so he can kind of sacrifice himself for her.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Wow.
So yeah, now he's gray and catatonic and pretty stinky probably, so they put him in a box.
Well, now don't they want to save him?
Well, of course.
That's gonna be hard to do.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, they just roll him right into the Egyptian jail where that magician lady's now being held and transfer the demon into her.
How'd they get there?
By plane.
I have no further questions about that.
Damn right you don't, so what do you think?
Well, I mean, with a movie name like The Mummy, we should be able to draw some people in.
Amazing.
Unless something gets announced and we have to tack something onto it in a really weird way.
What?
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.